perhaps for some churches, you've got some great music, but what are you singing? And why are you bothering if the text isn't there? The second critique I think he would have is that the point of music is to help people sing the text into their hearts. And a lot of music that's going on in churches, and this isn't often just limited to contemporary churches. Sometimes, you know, liturgical churches have to be careful too. The music is unsingable, and that so the people aren't singing. The music requires a performer. Because we are not the kind of musical culture that we were, our music has to be, the melodies have to be a little bit simpler than we're used to. And I've been to a lot of churches where the music is just like the culture. It's so technical and so kind of professionally driven that it becomes simply a performance. There's somebody singing the music, and nobody else is singing along. And Luther would look at that and probably just tap somebody on the shoulder and say, you know, I had the same problem with the Church of Rome. And that's why I started writing music, because the only person singing was the priest.